get to the polls on Tuesday. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's a message from both parties as the midterm elections near. President Biden in New York tonight, campaigning for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul.
New York, you've got 2 days, 2 days to make sure the rest of New York knows the good that they have in Kathy Hochul. 2 days.
Latest polls show Hochul's in a dead heat with challenger Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. President Trump holding a rally in Miami today.
If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, you don't hear too much about the American dream over the last 2 years, then this Tuesday you must go out and vote Republican in this giant red wave.
The former president holding the rally in support of Florida Senator Marco Rubio and his race against Democrat Val Demings. Ohio among the states with a tight Senate race.
Well, for Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance, he's just been barnstorming the Buckeye State. But the real event for J.D. Vance is going to happen when former President Trump is set to hold a rally in Dayton on the eve of the election. His opponent in this race, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, is trying to run more as a moderate and has even credited Trump for taking on China during the campaign.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Authorities in Arizona investigating an envelope that reportedly contains suspicious white powder that was opened at the Phoenix campaign headquarters of Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. There were no reports of injuries or illness. It's not clear what was in the envelope. Joey Logano has won his second NASCAR championship, getting the checkered flag at today's winner-take-all finale at Phoenix Raceway. It was a fourth win of the season for Logano. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
This past month, the Fox News polling team was busy at work, especially in states with tight races for Senate and governor. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has a recap of some of the critical findings.
When asked what one issue voters are most concerned about, voters in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin went with inflation most often. But the second issue picked was abortion, followed by election integrity and voting rights. Republicans like New York congressional candidate Mike Lawler told the Fox News Rundown podcast about his race against incumbent Sean Patrick Maloney.
He has voted for every inflationary policy Biden and Pelosi have put forward, including the Inflation Expansion Act, which is what it should have been named.
A recent Fox News poll found voters trust Republicans more on inflation by 13 points. Democrats are more trusted on abortion by 6 points. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Democratic House Majority Whip James Clyburn issues some stern warnings for the country just ahead of the midterms after telling Fox Digital that America is risking following the same path as 1930s Germany. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
While appearing on Fox News Sunday, Clyburn spoke about conversations with Jewish members of its constituency who share his concerns with the state of America's political rhetoric.
They know that this is the stuff that causes those kinds of deteriorations in democracy.
Clyburn also issuing advice for voters before Tuesday's midterms concerning those candidates who refuse to accept results.
If they're lying, they're denying, they're trying to delete, they're trying to nullify votes, vote against that foolishness.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
This week's total lunar eclipse is the last one for 3 years. Tuesday's total eclipse will be visible throughout North America in the pre-dawn hours. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.